Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Let's rock and roll, kids. Good afternoon to you in studio with us is Jackie Samuelson. She's with the Whitfield Eddy Law Firm, and she's going to be presenting next week to the Greater Des Moines Partnership on five things employers must know about employment law. We got all kinds of questions, and it's grateful to have her with us. Jackie, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
All right. So you're in employment law, right? Is that your specialty?
That is correct.
And how long have you been doing this, Jackie?
Do you really want to know the answer to that question? Over 30 years.
Okay. How has employment law changed over those 30 years?
When I started at Whitfield and Eddy, there was virtually no employment law practice at all.
Really?
And so shortly after I started, that became a thing. I would say it's been a thing for 35 years.
Yeah. Wow.
And the practice has grown and grown and grown. And every year there are more things to know and more statutes and rules and regulations.
And that's what I suspect has motivated individuals to take more seriously employment law, because there are more rules and regulations and statutes, correct?
There are many, many lawyers in town that make their living full time on both sides of the issue.
All right. Let's talk about, you're going to be presenting next week to interested parties about the five things employers should know about employment law, right?
That's correct.
Let's talk about it. What's thing number one?
Thing number one is you need to know your ABCs, which means you need to know your legal obligations, and all of them have an acronym, an ABC title.
Which are?
Oh, boy, you don't have enough time on this program to go through all of them, but maybe I can highlight a couple of the things that you're likely to know and some of the things that the employers in this group that I'm going to be talking to probably don't know. Everybody knows you don't discriminate against anybody or harass anybody based on their protected classification.
Right.
That's age, gender, race, disability. In some communities in Iowa and in Iowa itself, your gender identity.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true in a lot of other places. Everybody knows that you have to pay minimum wage, things like that. There's a number of things people may not know, and that's employees are entitled to their personnel files. Non-employees are not. There are a whole number of rights for military veterans under a statute called USERRA. Those are all initials. Nursing moms are entitled to lactation rooms and privacy. Small employers are required to provide maternity leave to their employees, even if they're not covered by the federal law that requires that.
And even if not paid.
Mm-hmm. It has to be treated the same as you would treat any other disability. So if you pay other people while they're off, you have to pay mom who just had a baby.
Got it. All right. We had you brought up discrimination. We had a lead story today talking about political beliefs, white supremacists, and all this other. There was a young man who was at this Charlottesville event, and he was outed by several online Twitter accounts and other things, and he was working for a hot dog vendor in California, in Berkeley, as a matter of fact. His employer questioned him about it. It said in the statement that the young man quit, could be. Can somebody be fired for their political beliefs?
Well, it certainly is not a protected class under the statutes that cover discrimination and harassment. And technically, you probably could do so. I would certainly caution my clients to think very carefully about doing that, because there are also various protections for whistleblowing, for exercising rights. So while technically it may be okay, it could be a trail of tears.
Yeah.
You have to make a careful decision.
Jackie Samuelson, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about employment law and five things that you should know about. All right, let's go to thing two.
Well, the second thing every employer should know, large or small, is what the best practices are just day to day in your workplace to make sure that you avoid claims or do your best to avoid them. And really, that boils down from your advertisements all the way to making decisions about termination and in between discipline and performance evaluation. You got to be consistent between all the different people and the way you approach it. You need to document what you do, and you need to do everything confidentially if it relates to someone's individual personal issues.
So everyone has to be treated similarly or the same, correct?
Well, you have to be consistent in the way you do it, because that can lead to a lot of different things.
So for example, Jackie, if I were to offer a employee review on these four people, and I do that annually, and I forget, I don't do it, and they're all in the same general area, and I don't do it for the fifth person, but, 2 years down the road, I just fire that person and say, you're out of here. Do I have troubles?
If they have a basis for a claim, the fact that you didn't evaluate them in and of itself is certainly not a claim. But if they say the reason I didn't get an evaluation and I was fired is because of my race, and everybody else had an evaluation and I didn't even get one, that's a bad fact.
Yeah, got it. All right. So be consistent.
Be consistent. Treat everybody the same procedures. Is same conduct addressed the same way?
Understand. All right. We're talking with Jackie Samuelson, ladies and gentlemen. Five things that an employer ought to be able to be aware of and should know. Number three.
The third thing is, so if you know the law and you've done your best and your best practices, you need to still be prepared that you might have some internal complaints or issues you need to deal with. And you need to think about how you're going to do that.
Should you have policies and procedures written down someplace?
Generally is helpful.
Because that helps, doesn't it?
That is very true.
Not only as the employer, but the employee as well.
That helps on number two as well, to make sure everyone is treated consistently.
Absolutely. All right. So interesting stuff. And I wonder sometimes, people – I used to sit on the Human Rights Commission for a county here Iowa, and I was always – and I did that for several years. I was always amazed sometimes that when corporations or companies would come in and say, well, no, I fired her because she just can't do the same work as a man. And you would go, oh, gosh. Do I wish that you had said that?
That's right.
Yeah, so there are issues. Number four, what else should we know, Jackie?
Well, that's if things have gone badly in dealing with the internal issues and the investigator for a regulatory agency either receives a complaint and asks you to respond or just knocks on your door.
Yes.
And it can happen either way.
Yes. And you got to answer the questions.
You do have to answer the questions. And hopefully you know that they're professionals in most cases. They're usually very polite. You need to treat them politely. But if you're the employer, you need to remember that even if they're friendly, they're not your friend.
That's right.
And they're coming to enforce a law. And so that leads to my suggestion that get advice before you answer. If they're at your door, say, can I call my lawyer? And listen, because it's very easy to get talking to them and have a give and take. And all of a sudden, you've told them a lot of things you shouldn't.
Probably shouldn't have said.
That's right.
Jackie Samuelson, ladies and gentlemen, five things that employers should know. All right, we've winnowed it down. We've gone through one, two, three, four. What's the fifth thing that you're going to share with the Greater Des Moines Partnership next
And
week?
It's not a surprise to anybody in the audience, and that's we live in uncertain times.
Oh, boy.
And in the employment law field in particular, and for employers in particular, things have changed a lot, and they're going to continue to, and probably in a way that's more friendly to them. Well, certainly in a way that's more friendly to them. And so we do know some things about what the EEOC, who enforces civil rights laws, priorities are, what the Department of Labor, who enforces wage and hour laws, priorities are. We know what some of the big issues are, and that's really what we want to talk about.
When it comes to these types of issues, we just did a program last week or maybe the week before, it was an elongated piece, about wage theft in Iowa. According to the experts that watch this out of Iowa City, there are millions of dollars being unpaid to Iowa workers. Ever run up on that?
I have, and thankfully I don't believe it's been any of my clients that have been involved, but I am aware of and actually represent some nonprofits that assist those who are victims of that practice, and it's often those who don't have appropriate immigration status who are victimized, and they just feel like they have absolutely nowhere to go.
Yeah, and one of the things I know that we had talked to some individuals who said, well, all they have to do is get an attorney. Well, the problem is they may be working two or three jobs at minimum wage, and getting an attorney is perhaps way out of the picture. Yeah, the wage theft apparently is a big deal in many parts of Iowa. Jackie, what kinds of questions are you expected to receive?
From the employers in the audience?
Yeah.
You know,
because you've done this before.
I do this a lot. Yeah. And the kinds of questions I receive are most often very, very specific to what their situation is.
I'm sure.
And a lot of them have to do with, I have this person on leave. What can I do? Because those are very complicated, difficult laws for employers to understand the requirements and what they can and can't do. So that's a very common question. The other question is, well, why can't I? Whatever the topic is. And employers overall are getting to be more sophisticated, and there are less of those questions. And some of it is simply just the how do I? What's the process?
Mm-hmm. Because I'm busy making self-weasel winding torque inducers.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so there's this person who is disruptive to their neighbors. And these are just day-to-day kinds of things, but what are the limits on me moving them over to a corner? And then you have to take them right back to, okay, are they a protected class member? And what kinds of disruption? What are the issues? Those are the kinds of very specific things. And they all go back to that very first thing we're going to talk about, which is the ABCs. Is there a law that protects what that person is doing?
And you better know those kinds of things. And there's so many things for any employer, large, medium, or small, to have to keep in advance of and knowing those things.
And it changes week by week.
I'm sure it does. A final question off of this, but another question that has to do with employment law. Did you get a lot of questions relative to the change in status from hourly to salaried individuals that the Obama administration put into place, and then the Trump administration is
the change in the qualification to be an exempt salaried employee?
It's in
no
the courts,
overtime.
Isn't it? Isn't...
Well, right now it's all just on hold.
Yeah.
It's been restrained by the courts, and the Trump administration is basically said we're going to rethink it,
right,
whatever that means, and people, employers, spent thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars collectively training, making decisions, totally changing the way their management structure worked in many cases. Many of my clients did that.
There you go.
And some of them went ahead and implemented their changes. Some of them chose not to do that. And those are tough decisions because most of their employees knew what was coming.
Sure. And what was interesting, I think, from a standpoint is that many of those companies apparently who had implemented those changes decided not to change them again.
I don't know a single one that went back.
Her name is Jackie Samuelson, ladies and gentlemen. Five things every employer should know about employment law. Going to be presenting to assembled guests and members of the Greater Des Moines Partnership on Wednesday of next week. Thanks for doing this.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for
having
me. I really
enjoyed
me.
It. All right. Jackie Samuelson, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to step aside real quick. We have been already all over the board today. From Iowan supporting Israel to five things that you should know about employment law. Wow. Now we're going to take a break and check out what happened today on the markets. What was the effect of today on that sliver of land between Wall and Broad? That is coming up next here on the Business News Hour.